brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Whistleblower, RX Salant, formerly in NSA security, and I don't mean security guards out front, I mean actually over NSA security areas, who is one of the main people in the top two or three, up there with Snowden. It's just that when he blew the whistle, they weren't arresting people back then for exposing criminal spying. He's the one, of course, months ago that explained all the European spying, exactly what was happening. It broke in the London Guardian, and then they retracted the story under British government threats, but it was still too late. Now the British government's out threatening again. So Wayne Madsen's coming up. Right now, let's go to Terry in Washington. Terry, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to JD, Juan, Don, and I didn't say that on purpose, but that actually says Don Juan on the screen. With the two names next to each other. Let's go to Terry in Washington. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Good hey, buddy.
To you. Hey, I'm sitting here in Washington waiting to get radiated. I can't believe how Obama and Lynn Biden have screwed this country up so bad.
Bin Laden. That's a good name for him, yeah.
Obama Lynn Biden.
Obama Lynn Biden.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't forget the succulent, luscious Hillary.
Oh, God. That's it all, man. I tell you, if she gets in, we're really screwed.
Now, do you think her girlfriends really like her? Or just, it's like asking, do the playmates really like Hugh Hefner, or is it for his money? I wonder if all the women like with her and Janet Reno and all of them. Because Janet Reno came out, the Miami papers got caught with a 12-year-old in the back of a car. Janet Reno, years ago, it was like 15 years ago, was on so many drugs that she was pulled over, had vomited all over the child that was a CPS child. I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you saying? That's a true story, by the way.
No, that's fine. The NSA. Now, we know the real story behind, you know, what happened in the last couple of years. But I challenge Obama to tell me why he didn't stop the shooting at the theater, Sandy Hook, Fort Hood, the Boston Marathon bombing. So that tells you right there, the NSA does not work. And it's not there for that reason.
Well, number one, questioning our leader is racist. Do you understand you may have to be sent for re-education? Plus, you don't criticize our dear leader. I appreciate your call. I apologize for that racism, folks. Let's talk to JD in California. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I was just going through your InfoWars website there, and I saw that healthcare.gov story. And I noticed, I wonder if it's one of their elite sick joke or something, but it looks like somebody's hanging themselves to death. All you see is a pair of legs and a kicked out stool underneath them.
What are you talking about specifically at healthcare.gov?
Just the cover page of the website.
Wow. Well, you know, they did have the number 1-800-FU on purpose. That was the basis. You have to understand, with con artists, throwing it in your face is the most luscious part. How much do you think his followers will take?
Oh, well, like you joke about all the time, even though it's not a joke, I really think that they would walk right off the cliff or put their head in the guillotine hole. You know, as long as they're promised something free, they're just that gullible and, you know, willing to believe that something's going to come free.
Well, yeah, I mean, that ought to be a plan. Just say, look, stick your head in the guillotine, and you're gonna not be racist. And the average person would actually kill people. Yeah, that's right. The healthcare insurance market is open. There it is. I think that's one of the towels we put together or somebody else did. That's not officially on the site. But don't give them any ideas, because they did put on the cover of Newsweek the case for killing Granny, and they showed a plug being pulled out of the wall. Dumb little yuppies think they're going to get some extra goodies. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, and Uncle Sam's got brain worms. He's been taken over by the globalists. Uncle Sam's always had a lot of problems, and Uncle Sam is absolutely alien. Publicly declaring our founders enemies, and us enemies, and our returning veterans enemies. I think that's pretty clear, isn't it? And I think, I like how the guitar like agreed with me right there. It's like, yes. Yes. Didn't the guitar sing like, yes? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we have 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to go right back to your phone calls now. I just wanted to mention some of the news coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to do a big news blitz of a bunch of stuff I haven't got to yet. This is just now breaking up at DrudgeReport.com. It's from Breitbart.com. Germany, U.S. may have targeted Merkel's cell phone, AP. Oh, that's like saying, fish may swim in the ocean. It's so ridiculous. It's kind of like, oh, we know there's back doors in all your software because we ordered all the software makers to make them. And now we're aware the Chinese government may be using them. Jeeper creeper. We blew a big hole in the side of your house, and we want to tell you bugs might come in, or the weather, oh. I mean, it's just all of this has been public forever. The truth is they can't hide any of this. They don't hide any of it. It's public that the big defense contractors, you know, run giant child kidnapping rings worldwide, including the U.S. Fox News is always asking, where's this kid? They were raped and murdered 20 years ago in Saudi Arabia. Those guys pay a lot to murder your child. What do you think they're doing in there right now? I mean, it's not like it's some secret. Your daughter might still be alive in Thailand right now in a dungeon 20 years later. Got a bunch of murderers running the country, a bunch of mafia, people that make mafia look like good guys. Everybody's so naive and or the cops, I know, are all afraid. And they're like, yeah, you're right about it. Better watch it, though. I'm not going along. What do you think I intend to do here? I fully plan on them killing me. I don't look forward to it, don't like it, but I'm like full steam ahead, ramming speed. That's the only spirit you can have. I cannot help but resist these people. Who's going to stand up for all these kids? Who's going to stand up for all these women? You want to be a gangster culture? You think that's cool? Well, you now live in one. You're the slave. Stop acting like one. Laying down only encourages it. Look at this. Merkel. Bush used to have a toilet that followed him around. And he actually had a groom of the stool. George W. Bush, somebody that would tidy him up, make sure that none of the paper got left or anything. It was a chemical toilet. They were taking his hotels everywhere because they caught the French and others setting up stuff in the sewer lines to find out what George W. Bush is on. Of course, in fact, I would expect the NSA to be spying on Merkel. That's who you're supposed to spy on as foreign governments. You're not supposed to spy on the American people and supposed to give all your Google searches to the perverts at the TSA. Everything's backwards here. You're supposed to spy on Herr Merkel. But the globalists are letting all this come out so they won't be spied on. See how that works? It's unbelievable. Let's go to phone calls here. And I do mean Herr Merkel. Looks like the cousin of Janet Reno. Or maybe Merkel's the mother of... who's that young man on MSNBC? Maddow? Let's go to Jonathan in New York. I mean that lady on there, excuse me. No. Used to have a show on Saturday Night Live. Now it's got a show on MSNBC. I forget the name. What's the name of the... Pat? What's the name of Pat's show on MSNBC? What do they call it? The Pat Show? Or oh, no. I thought it was the Pat Show. It's not the Rachel Maddow Show. Okay, whatever. And look, there she is on screen giving birth to TSA. Doesn't matter. She runs off. It runs off. You know, to suck our blood. If you're a radio listener, you have to actually watch us at Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can see the birth of actual footage, the birth of Rachel Maddow. And mommy running away to help all the people at the university, to help give all the people, the young ladies, their admission. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, you got cut off by the break. You got another point. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk to you again. I live in FEMA Region Number 2, New York State, and I think I remember you saying that within the month of November, they're going to start doing quote-unquote like shutdowns of the power grid. So I think this is just perfect timing for them to be showing this American blackout video. You know, just before everything starts.
Well, no, I mean, they have actuaries of the power companies to get you ready to pay four or five times what you did and get power about 3 hours a night enough because they can control you. It'll come on when you get home and you're supposed to go to bed by 8. So you'll have it like 5 to 8. You understand? I mean, no, that's the plan. You're going to live in hell. That's the plan, Diopolis. They teach the kids in Britain with these training videos. You'll get meat once a year. To go somewhere, you'll have to get authorization on your smartphone. This is all the plan. Ration cards to eat. I mean, hell world. With globalists and jet copters above you with your kidnapped child with them. I mean, literally, just feeding on you. How's that sound?
I had no comment with that one, then.
Well, God bless you. I'm going to jump. No, in every culture, you get an elite who likes to be psychopathic. So the Druid elite would say, I want your kids to sacrifice. The Aztecs said, I want your kids to sacrifice. The Babylonians said, I want your kids to sacrifice. The Romans said, I want your kids in the arena to sacrifice. When a Roman lord would die, they would kill, have slaves fight to the death over it. Psychopaths got control of some of the Norman. They said, when the noble dies, we burn your wife. We don't want to listen to her. That's actually a good custom. I'm joking. I mean, all this stuff. Every culture, they demand to murder you, and then you bow, and they cut your heart out. And then the priest class with the Aztecs and the Mayans and other Mayan cultures is all Mayan. The lower priest class made money off the daily sacrifices. And every city had to have it. You had to have meat. And the premium, God wanted a child because, you know, Chalkmul or Quetzalcoatl or winged serpent. They wanted, you know, because God wanted the meat, because obviously the priest tasted it. That tasted better. Everybody knows veal's better. And long ham veal's better. And so they would hang the bodies down at the bottom of the pyramid. And then you would go and pay your offering to the priest class to get a succulent slice. And, I mean, what's wrong with that? And I'll guarantee you, if you were against that, you would have been called an extremist. And every culture ate children. I mean, it's, don't just say it's the Aztecs. I mean, they just kind of created a science, and they had good agriculture with their chalupas. That's what they called them, these floating wooden rafts on rivers that you could get like 5 or 6 growth cycles a year, not just 2. So they had a huge population, and meat was on the dish. I mean, who doesn't like meat? I mean, human flesh tastes like pork, they say. It was delicious and succulent. Okay, and I support it. I support all government. Not supporting government is hateful and evil, and I don't want to be an extremist. Let's talk to Don in Tennessee. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead. Of course, they're reinventing all that now. They're reinventing government's God, bow down to it, do whatever it says, give us total power. And so they're taking the offering now, taking your baby's diaper off, so the pedo TSA person likes to look at that, and you know, and some of them have the job. You can see the ones, I'll go, look at that one, he's looking at that hot chick. He's going to grab her, they're going to buzz her. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and we'll sit there and drink coffee going, oh, yeah, look at that. They're going after her. Look at that woman. And we're walking up to this rock concert with one of my friend's wives, looks like a Miss America, and they flagged her, and it was a woman. And, boy, let me tell you, she took her time and was drooling. And let me tell you, we sat there and watched it, and she grabbed her crotch, grabbed her hind, and I know you want to go in, so and then grabbed her breast right in front of me. And I'm sorry, this is pornographic. This is what they do in America. And the guys were all laughing and looking at us going, yeah. I mean, it was almost going to be like, baka chicka wow 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 chicka now, baka chicka wow wow, land of the free, home of the brave. Oh, it's land of the free if you want to get a job as a security person, because you, I mean, I don't blame that woman. I mean, you know, she is an attractive woman, but that woman don't like you. She likes men, see. But doesn't matter. You get to do whatever you want. It's all about your power. And next it will be eating children. I'm telling you, they get their way for the earth. Actually, the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996, actually says they want to reintroduce human sacrifice like the Aztecs. So, see, they're already promoting it. I'm not joking if you just tuned in. Don in Tennessee, I apologize, sir. You've been holding like a real trooper. Go ahead.
Sir, over the past year, federal funds for hospital care of the poor have been cut. I mean, this means orderlies, nurses, doctors have been let go. At one hospital here in town, 800 people have been let go. With another one, 400 people were let go, and they even cut the size of the lunchroom in half.
No, it's a devastating operation. They're shutting everything down. 300,000 just lost their health care, set to double in Florida. I mean, isn't this great?
This is a substantial effect on at least our local economy, because they've sent a lot of the factory jobs overseas, and these are the last kind of golden nuggets.
And they're going to cut the welfare, and they're going to cut the food stamps right at the same time. How's that sound?
Well, I'm retired, so I'm a little bit out of the mess, but thanks for listening to me.
No, listen, sir, I appreciate you holding. I want you to continue and even hold over if you need to. And actually, I make jokes out of it because it's so sad. It's gallows humor. They are devastating the economy right now. And did you see where they're hiring armed guards now for financial collapse at the Federal Biz Opportunities website?
Yes, sir. I heard about that on a Joyce's show, too.
But I mean, you understand that. This is all planned out. That's at InfoWars.com. This is all planned out. Do you understand?
Well, it certainly looks planned out. One thing that kind of disturbed me is I like to write letters to my congressman, and during the federal shutdown, they actually let some of the office workers for the senators and stuff go hang. I'm still waiting for reply letters from my congressman. It looks like the whole democracy is shutting down, if you ask me.
Well, sir, here's the deal. I don't want to scare you as a retiree. Let me tell you the big plan. When we come back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping through the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the 44th President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, and his new presidential theme song. No longer will it be Hail to the Chief. No, it'll be called Riding the Obamacare Train. And let me tell you, it's got sandpaper and razor blades. This is going to hurt as bad as you can imagine, because they got even worse stuff coming up in the future. We hope you like being poor, and we hope you like the collapse of the economy, because it's called Cloward and Piven on steroids. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be national compulsory service, because those of you on pension funds who think you're okay as the economy shuts down, think again. They're going to leverage the 100 million people that will be out of work against your pensions. The government will nationalize them and cut them in half day one. And then, in the years to come, they'll cut that even more until you have nothing except paramilitary forces shooting you in the street if you complain. You ask for it, America. Now you're going to get it. But at least the president's going to smile at you while they dismantle your life and come after your guns. Because if that isn't enough for you, there's a great civil war added to the deal. Oh, the takedown of America was planned for a long time. And now, Barack Hussein Obama is the closer. Grin and bear it. Say you enjoy it. Or you'll be called a racist. And we know you'd throw your children into a mine shaft before you allowed that to happen. So, America, you want to be slaves? You are. Barack Obama, hail to the chief. Obama does America right. All right, there you go, folks. A little bit of equal time. We have that announcement from the White House for you. Oh, there's still some more White House music? There you go. More White House theme music. Chicka-wow, waka chicka waka waka chicka chicka wow wow. Bow-now, bow, bow-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na cool. There's nothing better to bail out General Motors and ship it to China and Mexico and Brazil. You don't like that? Well, there's more coming where that came from. And remember, George Washington's bad, private property's bad, and your kids don't belong to you. Or Rachel Maddow will call you a racist. And we sure don't want some chick know-it-all, out-of-control, wannabe man telling us what to do, so we better bow down to her, huh? That's what we do. All right, I apologize. I'm out of control. Yeah, just to tell the fellow from Tennessee, and I want you to keep your pension fund you paid for, sir. They're going to take your pension fund once they're setting up Homeland Security to do that. That's it set up. You know, this is all set up with the riot police going into place and everything just right on time. It's all prepared. But it's for your own good. I mean, you heard the theme song, folks. No more Hail to the Chief. Just for nostalgia, can we go out with Hail to the Chief? You can find it all over the place. I mean, it's just, I just love our chief. I just love him so much right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Chicago. You're on the air, my friend. Welcome.
Yes. Richard Gucciardi.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's McGruff. Yeah. Hey, McGruff. McGruff, are you liking your Obamacare now?
A little Italian shoemaker can shine my shoes. Richard Gucciardi.
But yeah, he ain't shining your shoes, buddy. He's making international headlines. I mean, you really don't like Italians now, McGruff, but you like Obama.
Like that governor of, he'd be going into the federal building with a newspaper over his head. The guy from New Jersey, Chris Crispy. Well,
can you talk? I'll let you continue. You can say whatever you want. You got to do it in the full McGruff sound. Go ahead.
Okay. You had a caller yesterday, a cryptic caller, that referred to British military intelligence in the Mideast. Yeah, he's exactly right. He talked about Kipling and, of course, Lawrence of Arabia. What we don't know, this is true, though, the German Oriental Society was founded in 1897, and it was formed to combat Anglo-French interests in the Middle East. The idea of using Muslims as patsies to execute different attacks, this is well documented.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the Byzantines with double-cross people using Muslim or Mohammedans, as they call them, Mercs. So this is actually about 600 years old. No, more than that. No, the Byzantines. Well, what was left of the Byzantine when it fell? No. Then Constantinople became Istanbul. Hey, what? stay there. I'm going to come back to you, McGruff, because I want you to say, I'm McGruff. Got to check for bombs in your underwear. I'm free. Free to do a proctology exam on your wife. I'm the Texas State Police. Help take a bite out of somebody's dignity today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are either with the Republic or against it.
Dogs of war, a middle age. No cause for your discriminate. Sorry, is a beaten soul. A currency, flesh and bone.
Wayne Madsen is our guest, and back in June of this year, the London Guardian interviewed him. He laid out how they're spying, where they were spying, what they're doing, but he pointed out Europe was also spying back, what was going on with it, and then they removed it. They didn't say it was discredited. They didn't say it existed. It was taken down less than a day later. Then they started having all these government operatives attacking. They had the White House run MSNBC come out and just say, oh, you know, Wayne Madsen's crazy. CNN attacked him. Who else attacked you? I mean, my point is that it shows...
The Daily Beast.
That's right. And Wayne, notice, it's not just that they're lapdogs and won't report the news. They attack real journalists who are getting death threats. I mean, these are enemy soldiers, basically.
Well, you know, the whole issue, it was interesting. I mentioned how the Twitter campaign started, and it was both in the U.S. and the U.K., and then one of the guys in the U.K. was a guy named Damian Thompson. Now, he works for The Guardian and The Observer's competitor, the Daily Telegraph, which I call the Daily Tory graph. You know, they're just in bed with the Tory party over there. And so, you know, that should have been no surprise that they would have attacked their competitor. But this was a Twitter campaign. And I would note, it's very interesting. NSA used to just maintain a system called First Fruits, and they've changed the name since I exposed it. But they would just keep track of journalists who wrote about NSA. Obviously, they were after their sources, but it was done very quietly, very covertly. But now they're basically more aggressive. They're hiring, but basically they got their shills out there, appearing on, as you said, MSNBC, CNN. They were on this Reliable Sources that used to be Howie Kurtz's show on CNN, where they had three guys with the Daily Beast all attacking me. You know, so that's great journal, great television journalism. But just more recently, the Association of Newspaper Editorial Writers had a meeting in Newport, Rhode Island, where they gave an award to the president of the Naval War College, and it's his people, his professors, that are launching the personal attacks against anyone who writes about NSA, NSA whistleblowers, Tom Drake, Bill Binney, Kirk Wiebe, Ray McGovern, myself, Jim Bamford. All these individuals are constantly being attacked out of the Naval War College on Naval War College time. They claim they're not using Naval War College computers. But somebody on WordPress has a blog where they're attacking this group at the Naval War College. And the latest I heard is these professors think that I'm secretly running this blog on WordPress, which I'm not. I don't know. It's anonymous. I don't know who runs it. But they're apparently talking about threatening me with a lawsuit. I said, bring it on. Come on. I want any judge to laugh that one out. You know, I might have to even subpoena their friends at NSA for their surveillance records to show that, you know, I have nothing to do with any blogs. Although I agree with what the blog is saying. They're saying that these guys are violating the Hatch Act by engaging in partisan political activity on government time. We're paying for this.
Well, it's famous. I mean, look at the announcements that they've now lifted the ban on domestic Pentagon lying and psyops. And so that's going on. But separately, NSA propaganda video among the highest downvoted percentages in YouTube history. Simply amazing. The NSA director and the NSA director, General Alexander, came out and said, we need to persecute the press. We need to go after anybody that does this. And it's got 14,561 dislikes, 243 likes. And so, you know, here's the deal. Let the Pentagon come out and admit they're involved in domestic lying and propaganda. They're just being traitors to America. Let these people attack you. No one listens to them or believes them. You ought to beg them to attack you, Wayne.
Oh, I enjoy it. Like I said, they can bring on all the lawsuits they want for frivolous, claims. It's funny. Alexander gave an interview, and I thought this was very bizarre. He likened people who object to NSA surveillance to little boys who don't want to take a bath or a shower. Now,
it's always perv talk. It's like the senator that said these are love pats from the TSA.
Right. Well, maybe General Alexander should get together with Jerry Sandusky if he's got this thing about little boys not taking showers, you know.
I'm telling you, though, they always have this perv talk.
But
I mean, here it is, NSA Director General Alexander and cybersecurity, and everyone hates him. And then he gets up there at the hacker conferences and talks to him in this droning mind control voice. And then they later admit he was trying to calm the audience. These people are crazy. No one's buying their baloney. Where do you think all this is going? Where's their train headed right now?
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you, NSA will survive this. I think Alexander may, he's going to be replaced anyway. He's been replaced with a Navy guy, Navy Admiral. we don't know much about him. But, you know, these guys are always the same. You know, the NSA directors come and go, although Hayden and Alexander were at NSA longer than any of their predecessors, which is rather odd that position is starting to turn into like the FBI director, which is a 10-year term. We just got a new one, Comey, now. Obama was at his swearing in yesterday. So that's bad because at least, you know, if you cycle in a new director every 3 or 4 years, you might get, you know, some new blood. But basically, these guys come and go. The issue at NSA is the civilians who remain there and really are running that show. And so NSA will continue to exist. They're talking about, you know, there's an internal commission or committee that was named that's going to come up with some reforms. I mean, that's like putting, you know, bank robbers on a committee on how to reduce bank debts.
Sure, it's a whitewash where they can suck in everybody and subpoena them and find out who's there and then make sure everybody gets cement shoes. I mean, that's how testimony works. I want to go to some phone calls across the board here. You'll be able to speak to it all, Wayne. But first off, the Google barges, they're launching a bunch of them in San Francisco. They admit that it's got Google personnel with Department of Defense. We know Google's hooked in with NASA. They get Air Force prices on gasoline, Air Force refueling. And you've got these barges being built. The word is, even if they pass laws against this, these are going to hook into the Google Glasses and the NSA to where it won't matter. They'll be offshore with their own generators with diesel brought out to them to run their little NSA cubes offshore. What is your intel?
Look, Google was there's a CIA venture capital company called Incutel, and before it was something else. But this group exists to find up-and-coming tech companies, especially in the Bay Area, San Francisco, to give them seed money. And Google got seed money from the CIA to create this huge search engine. It was originally done for intelligence searches. And Oracle, like that company, was founded with CIA seed money to create relational database systems. Now we have Oracle Incorporated and Google Incorporated. We have Facebook. Facebook got CIA seed money, and now that and Twitter. I would almost guess that Twitter is no exception. They had their IPO the other day.
Well, even local news admits it's a Google operation and tied into Google Glasses. I mean, what do you have any idea exactly what this flotilla of cube-like little NSA command bases are they're building?
Yeah, I'm not surprised they're on barges because it's like gambling barges. If the heat comes on gambling in these places, they'll just repaint the barges and go elsewhere. It's the same thing with the Google barges. They're very mobile, so they can do whatever they want until, you know, why they picked the Bay Area. Because the one thing I know about the Bay Area, the people in that area are very, very concerned about their privacy. They tend to be a lot more progressive in their thinking about, you know, government surveillance than other parts of the country. But I'm sure one of the reasons they're on barges is mobility. They can move them around.
Other NSA points that we need to look at, they're now announcing, oh, those black boxes we mandated, they're going to wirelessly track you and tax you. And the NSA says, we're allowed to track that without warrants. Well, I mean, they can say they're allowed to move into my house, I guess, next. I mean, it is just out of control what mad dogs. It's like a government riot. They're just, it's a spirit of do whatever we want to the people. Is it because of these corporate interests? I mean, why is it so corrupt?
Yeah, NSA wouldn't be what NSA is today without the government contractors. I mean, after all, Snowden was a contractor for Booz Allen. And, you know, that's part of the mix. They make big bucks. When General Hayden took over NSA, you know, SAIC cleaned up on a major rehaul of the signals intelligence operations there. The money was wasted on this thing called Trailblazer. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars down the tubes. And all of Hayden's buddies at SAIC made out like bandits.
And I'm glad. So we're paying for our own enslavement, and they're getting rich in the process, committing these crimes against our privacy while they gobble up America. I'm glad you brought that up, because Hayden's on a train, for those that forgot, last week, literally bragging, and from what I heard, threatening reporters, like, I can have you renditioned. I run everything. Black sites. I'm in command. on a train babbling as louder than I am, that he's just totally awesome. And of course, you've talked about him at CIA dinners you've been at and stuff, coming up and getting in your face. What I mean, he just radiates to me the image of an absolute degenerate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, Hayden. There's a lot of information on his background too. When you want to get into the perv stuff too, but his exploits in Sarajevo, for example, during the Balkans.
But see, I don't have any intel. I just look at him, and he's a creep.
But hey, look who Hayden's business partner is. You know, Hayden's in the Chertoff group with Michael Chertoff. So, you know, this is the gruesome twosome of surveillance when you think about it.
The naked body scanner guy, and then who makes money off videotaping your children's private parts, and then you got
Alexander coming retiring, and he'll probably join him with his boys in the shower. You know, it sounds like the only guy they're missing is Jerry Sandusky.
Let me ask this: with all your DC Madam intel, all the other stuff, what percentage of people are pedophiles versus just perverts? Like, what percentage are gay, heterosexual, or pedophiles in DC?
Well, as far as the gay. I remember Barney Frank when he was caught running a call boy service out of his
with country. underage.
Yeah, and he said if you expel me or do anything other than a mild censure, I'm going to name 25% of the members of the House who I know for a fact are gay. So that was in the mid 80s. So there's a baseline from somebody. I have to believe his numbers. I mean, he would know. And then the other thing is, and most of those 25% back then happened to have been Republicans. And
that's the word. Generally, Republicans are gay, and the Democrats like to rape women usually for some reason.
Right. They're into the drunken debauchery business.
I'm serious. It keeps popping up. They beat up and rape women.
Right.
And then the Republicans are gay, but then across the board, a large percentage are pedophiles.
Yeah, a lot are, and I think it's very hard to put a percentage on that. But I mean, we had another guy back then when Frank got caught. There was Jerry Studs, the congressman from Massachusetts. And he was a Democrat, by the way, but he got caught with underage pages. But we've seen that over and over again. That's about an 8 to 10 year cycle in the Congress with these underage pages. We had these blow-ups in the early 80s, and then we had. Mid 80s, and then we had that guy.
Well, we had the White House with the underage call boys. That was in the Washington Times.
That's
remember
right.
That?
End of the 80s, that story came out. That involved members of Congress. And we had, what's his name, Foley from Florida, and the most recent one a few years back.
Wow. Well, I want to go to some phone calls here. Brian and David and Anthony and Andrew and others, they'll be all over the map. But Brian says, is U.S. Special Forces op vet and wants to talk about government contracting. He's probably got some comments on this. Go ahead, Brian. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I just had a couple of comments, Alex. What I wanted to mention about the contract, you were talking yesterday about how much the police has been militarized in the U.S. And I was at a gun shop the other day, and there was a guy wearing full multi-cam, state police, Texas state police, and I had a pistol on his side, drop leg holster. You know, it looked like he was out of White Earth days or something, but it was like full multi-cam. It's something that you would see overseas, and so you see this militarization of what you're talking about, and then you see the mentality of what you always say, the guys bugging their eyes out at you. And a lot of this is implemented from the prime vendor contract from, there's like four of the prime vendors. They changed the name of it. It's the Tailored Logistics support contract, I believe now. So basically, there was a sales strategy shift where the government contractors, I think after they realized that the U.S. would be pulling out of the Middle East, they were making a bunch of money for a long time. But then once it started to scale down, they were trying to figure out, how are we going to make money? How are we going to continue to make money? And then also, who are we going to sell to? And so,
that's right. They're on record now saying they're now going to make the veterans and gun owners their new enemy, and the government's giving them the funds to turn every town into Fallujah. Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, basically, the veterans, I mean, a lot of them are patriots. The ones that aren't, everybody, they still kind of want to live out, some of the experience experiences that they had over there. And that doesn't necessarily always have to be bad, but if they get into the, you know, the police or anything back here, then a lot of what they learned overseas is actually being pushed onto American citizens. They don't think about things like the Constitution, their rights that they're violating. And so where you were saying the rifle, you know, pointed at somebody's head, wherever that was the other day, that's something that you'd see standard overseas.
At Sacramento, yeah. No, now they just, any excuse to shake us down and teach us we're slaves. And the cops don't get, they're being given this evil power because the globalists are getting ready to take us down. I mean, these cops are going to have their family bankrupt. Mama ain't going to have a house. I mean, you guys are literally helping bring on our destruction. The good news is I see police actually waking up. But the problem is they don't care. They just put those guys on, you know, duty writing tickets, and then they put the guy that wants to be Rambo in charge, you know, of a Humvee with a machine gun on it at a checkpoint. And you pull up to it. I mean, now they have checkpoints with active duty Marines in California searching people. I mean, it's totally evil. They're getting ready for collapse. Any other points?
Yeah, just two real quick points. One thing, Art Acevedo, right before you had him on your show, I tried to get in at the time. There was a big Texas police chief meeting, retired and I think current. And he had gone and spoke at the meeting, and I heard from a police chief buddy of mine who was retired. And he said that, you know, on your show, he said, oh, I'm not, you know, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. I know that from that meeting, he actually got up in front of all these police chiefs, retired and current, and basically said,
Stay there. I want to hear this.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
WayneMadsenReport.com is his site. We're going to tell you about his new book, breaking all this NSA information down. in a moment and go back to other calls. Brian in Texas. Yeah, Arde Cerveda, you know, he says he'll come back on the show. He does stuff like when we have the mayor pro tem says, once we do register your guns, then we will ban them. And then they were yelling at a guy that had a sign. And then Art Acevedo goes, oh, but he was really, your guy was really cussing. We went back to the video. He wasn't. He just really is like psyop framed, man. Where you'll almost be convinced by what he's saying. And it's amazing. So tell us at this police chief meeting what your friend, this retired police chief, said, Art Acevedo said. Look, I know he wouldn't be getting invited up to hang out with Obama and call for national gun control. But he's here like, I don't want your guns. I just want what Obama wants. Feinstein, I don't want your guns. I'm just on record saying ban them all. So tell us what Art Acevedo really said.
So what I was told was that he basically got up in front of everybody and was trying to convince, you know, all these police chiefs that we really have to move toward, you know, some sort of gun control policy, and that that the whole, you know, auditorium of all these current and previous police chiefs, that there was just like an awkward silence and everybody kind of started looking around at each other. So it didn't go over well with a lot of, I guess there's a lot of Texas Patriots still left. And so it didn't go over well. And that was just a very kind of awkward moment, I think, for him and for everybody in the room. So that was refreshing here. I wanted to try to, you know, get online to actually ask him directly about that, because you could probably find out what the conference is. I don't know if it happens once a year. I'll actually try to find out myself.
Well, he's on record saying that. And, you know, his dad ran guns into Cuba against Fidel. That's why I've told him. I said, look, you say you're not a communist, but go join Fidel. They took the guns there. I mean, I'm not, Arde Cerveda is a real charming guy, but, man, I tell you, you know, it's really sad, folks. I appreciate your call. Let me tell you, their strategy is to turn the state red by bringing in Hispanic voters, making them legal, and then getting them to vote to take the guns. Why would folks fleeing Mexico where you can't own guns want to come here and then be disarmed here as well? I mean, that's, you know, it's so sick. It's so sick. Let's get Wayne Madsen's take on what he just heard. What is the disarmament agenda really all about, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I mean, when you look at what's going on, you know, that we had the UN adopt or approve this small arms treaty. You know, every time they do that, though, they talk about small arms control around the world. Yet when you go into these war zones, like Syria, for example, they're still exporting these weapons to these rebel groups. And who are the rebels? Al-Qaeda. It doesn't seem like there's any kind of logical policy at play here.
And now we've got the government schools under Michelle Obama saying parents can't be trusted to pack their school lunches. Just broke at Infowars.com by Steve Watson. School test teachers' kids. Command, this is a quote, commands of government officials must be obeyed by all. Papers produced by Global Education Corporation, part of No Child Left Behind program, where they also teach 2 plus 2 equals 5. At its core, Wayne Madsen, NSA whistleblower, what is at the heart of this authoritarian takeover? And then tell us about your new book that folks can find at WayneMadsenReport.com.
Well, it's all about, you know, obeying orders. I thought it was interesting the other day. I read a story about a kid that pointed his finger at another child in school. Like, bang, bang. Kid was suspended immediately. I mean, which one of us has never done something like that?
Well, no, exactly. It's about we're all criminals now for something that isn't criminal, but they're okay. And if you look on screen of your TV viewer, the name of Wayne Madsen's book, I'll give that to folks. National Security Agency Surveillance, Reflections and Revelations, 2001, 2013, in paperback, Wayne Madsen's new book, National Security Agency.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.